India.
Dash.
Horror.
Hi friends, it's Mini here back again, and this time around we have another cadet from Kanchenjunga Military Academy with us on IF Radio. This young lad has gained a lot of popularity among the females at Left Right Left Forum since a long time. Known for his style and being a bit flirty and much in love with his Phoolan Devi, Naina. At the KMA, fellow cadets call him Jart and Dude for his style and the way he flirts with the girls in KMA. So you must have all recognized him by now. Yes, you're right, he's a cadet, Amadeep Huda, aka Vikas Manaktala. Welcome, Vikas, and do I have it right this time?
Hey, Mini, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you so very much. And just to be on the records, I had his name wrong, so I want to know whether I have it right this time.
It's okay, yes, you got it right this time, sure. And okay, I would like to say hi to my gorgeous Jananis. Hello, my beautiful gorgeous Jananis out there. Lovely hi to you. And thank you so much for all the support and love you've given me. And all the lovely mails I've been getting, and I would like to apologize for not replying everybody because I've just been too tired up, and I hope you spare me for that. But I've been really looking forward for this chat, so what are you having? So come on, just flood me with the questions. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, alright. Let me start off with a message for you. Alright.
Okay.
It's Sun 423, and she says, Vikas, I love your acting as Huda in LRL. It is just too good. The kind of role you play, the Bindaz Jart, absolutely rocks. Your character is totally carefree, lekin aise hone ke bawajood, it has a seriousness to it. You play the role extremely well. You make us all laugh to the fullest when you talk about your bhans. The thing you call Huda's charm surely works on all of us, and it creates magic. Nobody could have played the character so nicely with perfection as you do. Your acting is just amazing. May you achieve success at every stage of your life. So that's a message for
wow.
you for, from
wow. Thank you so much, and God bless you. And I don't know, I'm just absolutely flattered, and thank you so much for loving me that much once again. And I just try to keep everybody happy. I just try to entertain everybody better than I have been. So I think the struggle is still on, and I want it to be on throughout, in the last drop of my blood, so that I could see you guys smiling throughout, and I could see you guys enjoying my work and blessing me. Thank you so much.
This is just the starting. You have no idea how many messages I have. But let me go ahead with another of them. This is Pallavi, aka Kanak. Her username is Terebin. And she says, this is Pallavi. I'm sure Z told you about me and how crazy a fan I am of yours. But she forgot to say one thing. That is, I always wanted to have a brother like you who can create fun even in the worst of situations. Now, what do you have to say to that?
Hey, Pallavi. Thank you so much. At least you're the first one who's actually wanted me as a brother, because not everybody knows the kind of brother I am. My kids, I call my sisters my kids actually, and I love them to death. I am them like a fatherly figure to them, and I don't know, I'm just protective about them. I'm supportive to them for anything and everything they want to do, and provided they just are helping somebody or the other, and they're keeping everybody happy around, and that's the kind of brother I am. And I like just to take the harder things lightly as well, because that's what makes your life going. That's what makes your life easy. And I hope, maybe not in this birth, maybe the next one, I am your brother, so we both could pray God for that.
Oh, that was so sweet. That was really nice of you. So, well, the next one is a question, and she asks, doing all those stunt scenes must be difficult, but you do with so much love that I have goosebumps watching them. Last time the way Huda and Ali saved Mamiji was amazing. I kept thinking about it all night. Please tell us about how you do the scenes. Do you practice them, or Obviously, it doesn't seem that you use a body double, but there has been a situation where you had to use a body double. But has there been a situation where you had to use a body double? So, she...
Again?
These are all questions from Pallavi.
Okay.
Yes, that was the message, and now she has this question for you.
Okay. Hey, Pallavi. Hi again. And I am a fitness freak since my childhood, actually. I've been a sporty guy since my childhood. And I love this kind of action. It just gives me a high. So, I'm very much inclined towards, like, kickboxing, dancing, and this gives me immense amount of happiness when I do. So I love to do my own stunt, but you have been seeing I've been doing it. There have been a bit, like once, I believe, where dupes are kept every time for just to be on the safer side. But I prefer doing all the stunts you've seen, and that's about it. I haven't practiced. It's just that I, our action master, we call it, he's also a very good guy. He's quite a talented one. So he just teaches us on the spot, and then me having a real sense of action as well, I give my input in it, and then that's all we see. And I would really want to see, that's one scene which you ABC save Mamiji, that since I've started LRL, that's the first scene which is being aired incompletely, because that was shot incompletely. We didn't have no time at all, so they had to air it and air it in a way so it looks kind of completed. But if you see, there's no end to that scene. It was a beautifully written and crafted scene, but because of time constraint, it couldn't happen, and I was very disappointed, and I wish it could have happened and you all could have seen that. But yeah, it was a very beautiful, very beautiful, choreographed scene, but we couldn't do it because of time constraint. But I hope it doesn't happen again, and that's about it.
So let me move on to the next message. It says Mansi Bhatia, and she has a question for you, actually, and she's being a bit naughty. In newspapers, mostly we see comments about your manners and your professionalism, that you create a lot of tantrums, and also about your relation with your co-star Priyanka. How do you react to all that?
Mansi, I have had some beautiful mails written by you, and I want to thank you for that, firstly. And secondly, I don't know, I'm the guy who stands up for anything odd or anything wrong. So if I think it's, which hasn't worked positively for me so far. But I don't know, if I see anything going wrong or unethical, I stand for the right and say, you know, it shouldn't be like that. So, and majority of people don't believe in that. So that's why they oppose me, and I oppose them. So, but it's not a constant struggle. They've been up because they know ultimately somewhere in their heart, deep down the heart, that I don't mean harm to them. I mean harm to them, and I stand for right. So somewhere truth is what subsides at the end. So I believe that's what is happening. And slowly and gradually, I believe I would win. But your support and your love towards me.
Great. So because has there been a situation where, you know, you were right and you stood up for it, and yet you were frustrated because, you know, the other person wasn't getting your point?
A lot of times that happened. It used to happen, actually, because I was very new to the industry. This being my first show, I didn't know how to deal with people, how to tackle them, because they knew they were being wrong and yet they were being wrong. And it was very new for me, so I was kind of stupid as well. I wouldn't say I was right wrong, because my way of dealing with them was maybe not right at that point of time, but my intention was always right, which they knew about. So maybe that's the reason it's learning every day. That's what life is. And I've learned that it is always the right way to do the right thing. So I'm still striving for that. And another thing, I have no relationship with Priyanka Basi besides a professional affair, which is just a Huda Nana thingy. And she's a very good girl. She's a beautiful girl. And a very humble friend who has stood by me because whenever I've been right. And that's the only relationship we have, which is friendship and nothing like that. So you need not worry. I'm all there.
Okay, alright. Okay. So tell us any one thing that still annoys you about the industry. If there's one thing you could point out.
Hypocrites.
Right, hypocrites. Okay, alright.
Hypocrites, yeah. I detest hypocrisy.
How does it work in the industry?
Example.
Just any example.
I know. I always stood by my and friends whenever because they knew about my behavior, that so you tell me that this is something which has happened, I would stand by right. And this used to happen throughout, and people even often took advantage of my behavior as well, which I realized over the time that, hey, you gotta get back to the track, you gotta just keep watching, which I realized over the time. But at the same time, you know, just if they have to do the same thing, and they would take my shoulder in fact, so that used to happen a lot, and still does happen. I wouldn't say it doesn't happen.
Right.
It's okay, I'm still learning. I don't mind, it's okay.
You've gotten wiser, a bit wiser.
Yes.
Okay, now the next message is from Sarah Combe, and she says, thanks for taking time out and dedicating it all of us here. It has been always a pleasure watching you as Cadetra. The sense of humor and the passionate love this character carries has very well been defined by you. I like your chemistry with Priyanka a lot. You make a very cute couple. Wish you loads of success and fulfillment of your fondest dreams. Hope to see you in many good characters in future.
Hey Sarah, thank you so much. I would really want to tell you that more than me, I think you guys were looking forward to it. I was looking forward to it. I actually waited for Mini's call sharp at 8:30, and I've been really looking forward to it. I've been really, really looking forward to see the tabelas you guys have made. But unfortunately, I've been just too tired up and I haven't been able to see. Blame me for that, because I just want to. I'm really looking forward to see that as well, and I want to give you more and more of time. And I would want to say one thing at the last, which would complete my answer to your question as well. And thank you so much.
Okay, so friends, just to let you know something, he was actually waiting for my call, so much so that when I called from a different number to confirm the interview, he actually did not take my call, thinking that he would not be able to take my call, you know, interview call. So that was really sweet, and you know, that really touched. So I think he's Vikas, that I think would mean a lot to all of them.
A lot to me as well.
So great. Now Cool Subha 2006 says, hi Vikas, I'm Subha. I hope I have that name right. I'm Subha. I just love your work in LRL. You're doing a great job in it. My questions are, if you were offered a lead role in a Balaji new show, and if they say you have to do only one show, then which one will you choose? LRL or a Balaji show?
Right. Hey Subha, I don't know if you would like it or not, but I turned down 50 to 60 shows before I got into LRL. And with Balaji, I don't know, it's just not me how Balaji works. Because I don't know, just the way of shooting, the way it goes creatively, I don't connect with them a lot. Though I have no personal grudge or grief towards anybody, but I don't know, just I don't love the way, I don't like the style, their style of work. I would have, even after joining LRL, even after LRL started, I have certainly turned on a lot of offers by Balaji as well, because that kind of doesn't really appeal me. And it's very important for me to feel satisfied at the end of the day about what I'm doing, and if I'm growing or no creatively or in whatever I'm doing, so which I don't see happening in Balaji. So, and no personal grief towards everybody. I know Ekta is a wonderful person, and at the same time, I love the recent production of film Shurod Lokanwara, and but I just can't connect the way they made their show. Yeah.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. In fact, many of the audiences can't connect to the way they make their shows. So don't worry about it. It still is there. Now, love for LRL says, hey Vikas, how are you? Hope you're fine. You're doing a great job in LRL. Your acting is fab. You have brought up the Hooda's character so well that no one else can ever do it. I'll not waste a lot of your time. I just want to tell you that your chemistry with Priyanka is very sweet. You look too sweet with each other. And when will we get to see more about Hooda Nana?
Thank you so much once again. I'm really flattered every time if somebody tells me that they appreciate everybody. Every time somebody appreciates my work, it's really touching for me, because I do have put in a lot of effort, and I still believe that it's just start and there's a long way for me to go. And people say sky is the limit, and I often tell people sky is world beyond that as well. So that's where I want to reach. And thank you so much. I would surely convey this to Nana as well, and I hope you would get to see a lot of of Hoda Manor, and we keep entertaining you better than ever. Thank you.
We all hope that you reach the skies, definitely. Kashish is the best, Sumi says. Hi Vikas, first of all, welcome to India Forums. Just want to tell you that you and Priyanka make an amazing couple, and you both look great together, both on screen and off screen. I think your pair clicked from the first shot you took together. The little gnome joke that was going on right from the beginning was really funny to watch, and you both look so cute together. God bless.
Thank you so much, Kanika, and Ed, once again, thank you.
Alright, so this is Dhwani. She says, hi Vikas, this is Dhwani. You really are funny and damn cute on the show. I like your character very much, very underlined. Like typically down to earth and easygoing, and also really caring for friends. I hope you're going to be with Priyanka Basi on screen. You guys look really good together on screen. So this is her message, and I also have a question which I'll ask later. So what do you have to say to Dhwani?
I have to again thank her as well. Thank you so much. And I think my chemistry with Nana is what I would want, not with Priyanka. And I hope you don't get disappointed. But because there would be another professional as well I would work for the next time as well. So I think I would look forward to that. And I hope, like I said earlier as well, that I keep working hard to make you guys smiling and to keep you happy and to keep you entertained. Thank you.
Okay, now she asks, it's kind of different. I just passed out from school this year and I miss it a lot. I'm sure you must have been a major prankster in school. So tell us about one prank you played in your school days.
Okay, don't ask me. Yes, I was a big prankster. I was the naughtiest student of my school, but teacher used to love me because I used to be sneaky naughty. They used to be a mathematics teacher I used to have. I forgot his name. I can't recall his name right now. And but he used to be in love with me, and I used to be like a king in the class, and I used to sit at the back bench because I used to get notes much before the other students used to get. And that's because they used to love me that much. And once what happened, I had to do something or the other. Once what happened, he was in love with me. He was flattered with me. And we used to bunk our sessions so much that they started the law in the school that they have to take attendance in every class. In every session, they used to repeat the attendance to see if all the students are there or no. So what happened when he used to... I once went up to him in one of the sessions, and I gave him a candy, which looked like candy, but was a medicine for stomach. And it was so bitter that you can't take it in your throat. You just touch the tongue, but you just touch it to the tongue and you start puking. It was that bitter. So I took it and I gifted him, and I said, sir, this is for you. And he said, oh, thank you so much. As usually he was flattered with me. So he said, so sweet of you. I said, sir, really? So I said, you would have it right now. He said, no, let me just complete the attendance and I'll have it. I said, no, sir, they go. Then he said, okay, I'll take it right now. And he just popped it and he went underneath his throat, went up to his throat. And it was so bitter, and he puked in the class. While uttering the name, he puked it out. And he ran after me in the whole school, in the playground. I was running in the front laughing, God. And he was running behind me. And he took me to the principal, vice principal, saying this guy wanted to kill me, this and that. And I was laughing then as well. So we were just cracking up big time. And that's one prank I remember.
My God, that was really funny, I'm sure. So what happened after that? Anything, like, did they have that?
Nothing, and I told him, sir, it's just a bitter candy. And nothing would happen to you. So then he was kind of okay because he loved me probably that much.
Wow, you had guts, I must say. So, well, moving on to another message. Here is LRL Rocks. She says, hi, Hooter. I like Hooter's character in LRL. Your acting is mind-blowing in LRL. You 100% portray Hooter's character. Nobody else could play the character the way you do. I think Hooter Nena Jodi is sweet, and I hope we get to see more and more romantic scenes between you and Nana very soon. I wish you achieve a lot of success in your life and wish you a very prosperous life ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I wish a very good luck to you, and I hope and wish that you achieve whatever you aim for. And thank you so much yet once again.
Great. So LRL Rocks also wants to know that how much is Vikas similar to Hooter?
Vikas is similar to Hooter in a few ways. my love for my mom. I'm a very pampered child, and I just still, whenever I meet my mom, I go and sit in her lap, and that sense of being honest is again another similarity, and being a passionate lover is again one similarity. Being flirtatious is not a similarity at all, though I try to every time, because I've been a very shy guy, and I'll tell you one incident of me being in school. Like, when I was in school and used to be in college, I was such a shy guy that I used to just keep my eyes really low, and I used to, when I was walking around the corridor, I used to always see, oh, it's a girl, she's wearing a skirt, I would keep my eyes low, and I would be very shy to look at dolls as well. That was the kind of the cat I used to be, and I really hardly used to speak to all the girls, though they always wanted to speak to me, but I kind of think that I missed that point of time. But people often took it in the wrong sense as well, that he's a snob and all that, but I was very shy, and I could never tell them, and that's about me.
So what happened? You were telling something about your mom being in school, something?
Yes, and the similarity is again, yes, Huda is flirtatious, whereas Vikas is not flirtatious. Huda is after every girl he meets, Vikas is not like that at all. I think that's about it. Huda lays bets and everything. I think Vikas kind of does that too at times. But I never gamble. I don't know how to play cards as well. I mean, I could be good at it because it just requires mind. So whenever it's a mind game, I'm on for it. I love puzzles, and I love Sudoku. So all those mind games, I really love to play.
Okay. Tell us about any one embarrassing moment in your life.
Oh, I can't share that. I'm really sorry.
You can. Okay, then it must really be embarrassing. Okay, alright. Okay. So, alright. Tell us something about what do you like to do besides, like, you know, what do you do like to do in your free time?
I don't get time for my dancing. I try to make, just gotten regular to it. I love to watch movies. I love to meet my friends. I love to catch up with everybody, which I prefer doing whenever I get free time, which hardly happens. But listening to music, watching movies, I love dancing.
Okay, so would we see you in Jhalak Dikhla Ja or Nach Pehliye soon?
Yes, kickboxing. Dancing fascinates me a lot. I turn that down.
You turn what down? Jhalak Dikhla Ja?
Yes, Jhalak Dikhla Ja.
Okay, but why did you do that?
Because of the time constraint again. I believe in an extreme approach, and I just couldn't do it for the heck of doing it.
Okay, alright, I get your point. So, tell us about, if you were not an actor, what would you do?
I probably think I would be a businessman.
Alright, so let's get to some, quickly some rapid fires. I'll just give you a few choices and you just pick one, okay? Alright. So, television, movies.
Movies.
Love, friendship.
Sorry, love and?
Friendship.
Love or friendship? Kind of a hard one. Both.
You have to pick one.
Very hard one for me. Trust me. actually love, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Because there's no friendship without love also. If there is no love, there can't be friendship also.
I think that's true. So Shweta Rajeev.
For what?
What? I mean, just as a person or an actor or whatever.
They both are good in their own ways. I have immense amount of respect for both of them. I think Rajeev is a brilliant... I've learned a lot from him, so probably Rajeev. For, I don't know, it was an incomplete question, so I didn't understand. But I connect with him more. Uh-huh. Shweta is a wonderful person as well. An amazing lady, so I'm a very sweet friend as well.
Alright, so you pick Rajeev.
For?
That's fine. So season 1 or season 2?
Season 1 or season 2. I could only answer this after season 2 is completed.
Okay, alright. Arjun, Kunal, Harshad.
Kunal.
Movies, music.
Movies does have music.
Okay, alright. Delhi, Mumbai.
Quite. Never one back.
Mumbai. Okay. Alright. Now tell us something about your first crush.
What happened? The first crush was always an actress, man. My first crush was I was a very shy guy, actually. I didn't even know if I had a crush on her then. I used to like one girl, but was the most prettier one in the school, and she eventually became my girlfriend for a bit. we're just seeing each other out for a bit.
Oh.
And Bindu was a very shy guy to say yes to anybody whenever I used to be offered. So I didn't know. And I said yes to her because she proposed me. I firstly said no. I firstly said no to her, but after a year and a half, I said yes. Okay.
So, are you free or are you looking forward to
I am absolutely
else?
Single now, and I'm absolutely single, and at this point of time, I'm just open to a beautiful friendship, because I believe there's a lot of time to fall in love for, and it's too early for me, because I want to concentrate on my work right now. I'm actually married to my work right now, so once this gets settled, then I could think about the next step, which would be the girlfriend then, or one girlfriend which I would want to have. But till then, I'm just open to have beautiful friendships.
Okay. So actually, we are really at the end of the interview. So before I go, I want to ask you one last question, which many have been wanting to ask. Like, what do you see in a girlfriend or your future? What do you like? What do you think of when you think of your soulmate?
There's quite a few things actually. If I go by the way she looks, then beautiful eyes, beautiful face, a smile, and hair for sure, and beautiful body. But the kind of person I am, I majorly have. If I don't connect with a person, I can't be with a person. So she has to have a beautiful heart and understanding enough to understand me, because I could get a little childish at times, and there should be somebody to understand me and tell me, hey, you're being a kid again. And it's just, I believe it's always a match. She has to complete me and I have to complete her.
That was beautifully said. And hopefully lady is there out with
I hope
me.
So.
I'm sure you're going to get her one day. And before I finish, let me read out a beautiful message for another member for you. This is super fan, and the member says, hi Vikas, this is Bia, also girl. Hi Vikas, this is Bia. It's great to have you on IF again. I think you are a fabulous character. You bring Huda to life and bring in that extra spark into Left, Right, Left, and you really brighten up the screen. I think you portray the character very, very well, making him a very real character. Playful, jestful, Joshila, spontaneous, jealous, pert, caring, and sometimes having a soft side, and overall extremely entertaining character. You're doing a great job. Wish you all the best. Very best in life, because you deserve nothing less.
Wow. I'm spellbound, dear. I don't know what to say. It's really, really flattering. It's really heart-touching. And thank you so, so, so much for all the love and support you guys have given me. It's just mind-boggling. It's just heart-nerving. I don't know what to say. I'm short of words, I believe. And I would want to say that I love you guys a lot. And I often say this to my kids, to my family. My kids mean my sisters. I say it to them, and I would want to say to all of you as well, and that is, you're the reason I am. You're all my reason.
So sweet. Finishing off, can you sing two lines from anything that you like for all your fans out here?
Okay, that's the hardest thing I have to do. I could do anything but sing. Please don't ask me.
Two lines from anything. Come on, I mean, you don't have to be anything. I mean, just sing for them. They just want you to hear you sing something.
I could just probably say one line only. There is James Bond, you beautiful, you're beautiful, beautiful.
Okay.
I told you, don't do that.
That's
my shyness comes
for
by every time.
But that's fine. Thank you so
thank
much,
so,
Vikas.
So
it was wonderful talking
this
to
is
you.
A beautiful experience to talk to you too as well. And thank you so much. And please give just a beautiful note saying I love you all. And thank you so, so much for it.
Okay, alright then.
The quote
of
what I say, your reason I am, you're all my reason.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's beautifully said. All of them are going to love it.
And hey, are you still on air? I just really forgot. I was waiting for it. I would want to wish Natalie, she's my one of the again beautiful fans, a lovely fan of mine, and her birthday is coming. It's on 20th September. I would want to wish in advance, saying, hey Natalie, a very, very happy birthday to you. God bless you, and God bless you with loads and loads of happiness and success. And I hope and wish you get whatever you aim for. And I wish you have a wonderful year ahead, full of happiness and success again. And that's about it. Please take good care of yourself. Thank you so, so much.
Alright, great. Wow. Wow, that is beautiful. The perfect ending to our show. Thank you, Vikas. You are such a wonderful person to talk to, and take care.
Take care, and please tell them I'm really looking forward to make an ID of mine in IELTS so that I could really serve and I could check out the
ability. Absolutely, I'll do that. That
is made for me. Thank you so much.
So, alright friends, I take you
leave.
I'll come back with more, but for now.